www.thebrandonbrook.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here on the second half of this show with Jeff Mendel of Law Forward. And thank you so much for being with us, Jeff. It's great to see you again.
And thanks for having me, Mark.
You bet. For our listeners, many of which are not insiders like you and I may think we are. Tell me a little bit and tell my listeners, what is Law Forward and what are Law Forward's goals?
Sure. Law Forward is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that protects and advances democracy here in Wisconsin, largely but not only through the courts. And we have been working for the last year and a half tirelessly bringing cases and defending cases to make sure that people have the right to vote and that our democracy works the way that it's supposed to for the people.
So you were one of the moving forces behind the scenes in the creation of Law Forward, right?
Yes. It just became clear that Wisconsin for too long had forces who didn't believe in democracy and didn't want our government and our state to work the way it's supposed to and to be responsive to the needs of the people, who were working strategically and consistently behind the scenes. And it was clear that we needed a counterpart, that democracy needed defenders, and that's where Law Forward came in. And we started Law Forward right before the 2020 election.
So that's the context. So I know Law Forward has been involved, as you said, a lot of lawsuits. You just filed a lawsuit May 17th, 2022. It's like 55 pages long. So tell me and tell our listeners, what is this lawsuit about?
Sure. The lawsuit, as you say, is quite lengthy, but it's really a very simple story. The lawsuit is about the fraudulent electors here in Wisconsin. Those are the folks who, after the 2020 election, decided that they didn't care what the outcome of that election was in Wisconsin. They didn't care that a record number of Wisconsinites, almost 3.3 million, had come out to vote and had selected that they wanted Joe Biden to be the next president of the United States. These 10 folks who had pledged to participate in the Electoral College if Donald Trump won, chose to meet anyway. And they got special access to the Capitol in Madison, even though that building was closed during COVID. And they sent paperwork to the Congress and to other officials that claimed that they were the duly elected presidential electors for the state of Wisconsin. And they tried to hijack the state of Wisconsin's constitutional participation in choosing the next president of the United States. This happened in 7 states. Wisconsin's not the only one. And we've been really horrified about this since the beginning. This is the first lawsuit anywhere in the United States trying to hold these people accountable.
So detail a little bit more, what exactly did these electors do, or fraudulent electors do, and what's the theory or theories behind this lawsuit, and how is that going to really help democracy in the state of Wisconsin?
Sure. Well, so let's go back to Schoolhouse Rock for a minute and sort of our basic civics. A lot of us think that when we go into the voting booth in November of every 4th year, we are voting for the president, but we're really not. The president and the vice president are chosen by what's called the Electoral College. Every state gets a certain number of electors based on how many citizens are in the state and how many representatives that state has in Congress. And those are the folks who choose the president. In Wisconsin, like in every other state, the way that we choose who to send to the Electoral College is based on the popular vote. So each candidate for president has a slate of electors who are pledged to support that candidate. And whichever candidate gets the most votes, those are the electors who are chosen. So here what happened is there were 10.
Right? The person that gets the most votes by the people, by law, under Wisconsin law, gets those electoral votes, right?
That's correct. It's very clear. It's very clear in Wisconsin law, and it's actually always been the case in Wisconsin. Very, very early in American history, on the East Coast and in New England, there were some states that chose their electors differently at the beginning. But by the time Wisconsin became a state, all states, including Wisconsin, were choosing by popular vote, and we've always done that. And this is the first time, 2020 was the first time in American history that you had states where there were concerted efforts to undermine that system and to take away the electoral college votes from the candidate who won the popular vote in that state. And so that is what happened in Wisconsin. Remember that after the in the immediate aftermath of the election, there was quite a bit of litigation. President Trump brought lawsuits contesting the results. Some of his allies brought lawsuits contesting the results. The Trump campaign asked for a recount in Dane County and in Milwaukee County. And then when they weren't happy with the results of that recount, they challenged that in court. There were court papers flying all over the place. But all of that was over. The Electoral College, by law, met at noon on Monday, the 14th of December. The federal court cases were over. The last federal court challenge, which was brought by Donald Trump in his personal capacity, was denied on Saturday, December 12th. The challenge to the recount was decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court on the morning of Monday, December 14th, and the court went to extraordinary lengths to make sure it decided that before the Electoral College was going to meet. Nonetheless, notwithstanding all of that, these 10 individuals chose to meet, chose to sign paperwork that said that Donald Trump had won the Wisconsin election when they knew that was not true. And they sent those papers to a bunch of places, including to then Vice President Mike Pence in his role as president of the Senate. And if you think back to January 6th, and the attack on the Capitol. And what did those people want? They were all screaming at Mike Pence. They wanted Mike Pence to take action. The action they wanted Mike Pence to take was to count these alternate slates of electors from these seven states. If he had done that, if he had credited these alternate slates of electors, these fraudulent slates of electors, then Donald Trump would have been reelected as president. If it weren't for these electors in these seven states, there would have been no action for them to be yelling for Mike Pence to take. This was a fundamental step necessary for the insurrection that we saw on January 6th. And you asked, how does it help democracy to bring a lawsuit like this? There has to be some accountability. We can't allow people to disregard the votes of their neighbors, to try to hijack our elections, and then pretend that nothing happened. This was illegal. It was wrong. It was profoundly anti-democratic. And we need someone, and so we're going to ask a court to say so and to assess some accountability. That's what this lawsuit's about.
So one of the folks that you named is Robert Spindell, who actually serves on the Wisconsin Election Commission with me. And, you know, who said today, I don't know if you saw this, but he actually said, in quotes, "But it's certainly apparent that no fraud I can see has been proven in a court of law," period, close quotes. That is what he said about the 2020 elections. He said today, right, there was no fraud in 2020, which means by definition, he knew that President Biden won fair and square. So tell me, how does that play out in the context of this lawsuit? What are you asking the court to do, right?
Well, it underscores, we believe that Mr. Spindell's not alone, that all 10 of these folks knew that the election was over. All 10 of them knew that there was no basis to change or overturn the results, and yet they tried anyway. So we're asking a court essentially to do four things. We're asking a court to state clearly so that everyone understands that what happened here was against the law. We're also asking a court to issue an injunction, an order, that would prohibit these individuals from ever being involved with Wisconsin's Electoral College process again, and would also require them to correct the historical record by sending whatever court order the court issues to the National Archives and to the Senate and to the other places that these fraudulent papers were sent, so that in the future, if anyone ever were to look and to try to see what happened, they would get both sides of the story, both the fraud and the recompense for the fraud. And we're also asking the court to assess damages, primarily, though not exclusively, to assess punitive damages that, as you know, Mark, exist to deter bad conduct. These are damages not because someone can show a specific amount of harm, but damages that say what you did was so beyond the pale, we can never allow this to happen again. And so we're asking the court to assess punitive damages against each of these 10 fraudulent electors and two lawyers who helped conspire with them to the maximum extent allowed by Wisconsin law.
So how do you see this playing out? What are the next steps? This was just filed. So what, as the public watching this complaint, this process, what happens next?
Well, as you know, Mark, in real life, when we're not on a television drama, the legal process takes quite a bit of time. And so unfortunately, the next step is really sit and wait. We filed this lawsuit last week, and that gives the defendants each a month and a half to show up in court and to tell the court that they're going to, you know, to say that, oh, we didn't do anything wrong, or to say, we don't understand what this lawsuit's about. And once they've all shown up, we'll start to take some discovery. We really want to know more about what exactly these folks did, what they were saying to each other, who else they were talking to, how they made the decision to take these unprecedented anti-democratic actions. And once we have all the facts, then we're gonna go back and we're gonna ask the court again to state quite clearly that this was illegal and to impose the remedies that I talked about before.
You know, one of the things you hear in response from the defendants is that, oh, you know, we were just doing this to somehow protect our rights down the road. Why is that a fake news story?
Well, there are a bunch of reasons that we know that that's not true. The first, as I mentioned before, is all the lawsuits were over. So when they say, we're just doing this so that if a court later had said that Mr. Trump won, the record would be complete. The courts, they'd taken so many shots. There were 7 or 8 lawsuits that had concluded by that time. And they had lost in every court, federal court, state court, judges appointed by Democrats, judges appointed by Republicans. There was nothing left. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if they really felt that way, if all they were doing was trying to protect options, there are two things that we might have seen them do, and they haven't done those. The first is, when I said before this happened in 7 states, in 2 of those states, but not Wisconsin, in 2 of those states, they wrote at the top of the page, we're not really the duly elected electors, but in case a court were to find that Mr. Trump won our state, here's how we would have voted. It was kind of an in case of emergency break glass clause. That did not happen in Wisconsin. And then lastly, if they really had done this just to preserve their options, then once the election was really over, you would have expected them to rescind this paperwork and say, oh, just kidding, we were wrong. They've done nothing of the sort. It's been a year and a half, and they're still telling the public that everything they did was fine.
And folks, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back after the break on the other side with Jeff Mandel to talk about Law Forward and what else it's up to and how we can protect democracy here in Wisconsin. Be right back, folks.